It's episode 311, and we've got plugins for managing pop-ups, hiding notifications, locking down BuddyPress, global search, and a new look for your old admin dashboard. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Overlook in beautiful Victoria, British Columbia, I'm John Overall.
And from the beachside bunker in Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
And we have the usual great show for you folks here today, but of course, don't forget, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a few minutes, we greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving a review on their website. Or you can stop into the iTunes store and leave us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it.
That's right. No matter where you are, and even if you don't use iTunes, we would appreciate if you'd go over there, since that is a bulk of where we get downloads from, and leave us a nice review. Let us know how the show saved you time, if it's brought you value in any perspective. We would enjoy hearing from you. Also, remember, you can follow this show on Twitter at WP Plugins A to Z.
Absolutely. And little by little, things are getting better. And, of course, a little bit of self-promotion here. We like to promote ourselves, things we do. I myself take a moment here and let everyone know if you're having some WordPress emergencies or troubles with your website or in need of consulting, feel free to contact me off my website, johnoverall.com, or send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And anybody listening to this show obviously has a passion for WordPress. Why not write about your passion within WordPress? I'm now a WordPress editor, the WordPress editor, actually, for Smashing Magazine, one of the biggest web design resources online. And I'm looking for folks to write great articles about WordPress. You'll get a lot of exposure to both yourself and your work. And it's a great opportunity. And you get couple hundred bucks for the effort too. So email me marcus.couch@smashingmagazine.com and I'll send you all the details.
There you go. And there's a link in the show notes and the info for his emails in the show notes too. Okay. And this week here, we want to let everyone know we have a new contest that's starting today, running till July 4th with the generous donation from James Cantoni. From vcsplitter.com. We reviewed their plugin in episode 310 and also did an interview show with him, so check those out. And he's graciously donated a lifetime pro license for the VC Splitter plugin, which is the VC as in Visual Composer. Visual Composer Splitter. And you can go enter your email into the contest form July 4th. We have an automatic draw, so get in there and enter the draw, folks, and win yourself a license. Also, yeah. To go with that, he has created a discount code just for the WP Plugins A to Z listeners. And the code is A2Z30, and you get 30% off on their licensing fees.
Right. And A to Z is spelled A-T-O-Z-30. So that's the code.
That's the code. So enter it in, folks, and save yourself some money on their great plugin that we reviewed.
All right, just another bit of value that we're bringing to the audience here.
Little by little, man, we got them coming, piece by piece. And this component here, part here, is where we like to thank our donors to the show. And for those that come in over $50, we acknowledge you here with a note in the show notes and any links you want to link out to from. And this week here, we have $50 from Jez Web Pty Limited. And Jeremy has the following note to say. The recent addition, WordPress 4.8, to have a default WYSIWYG area in text widgets is handy. No need to use a WYSIWYG plugin now for basic stuff like phone numbers in header, widget, or footer. Excuse me, sir. footer, contact details, etc. This week's donation is on behalf of ISP Islington, an automotive parts and service business in Newcastle, Australia, at ispnewcastle.com.au.
All right. Thank you very much for that donation. That completely helps. I mean, we have a lot of new listeners, and these are the kinds of things that help to bring value back to you. So the donations that we get to the show help with things like bandwidth. They help with things like different tools that we use for promotion, and also transcripts, which has been an invaluable resource for a lot of people out there that just either are hearing impaired or they just want to read it or whatever it happens to be. So we really, really depend on donations to this show. Those of you that are longtime listeners know that Jeremy's very generous in his contributions.
He
and
is.
We need a lot more people like that. So please step up to the plate, help us out, and, you know, donate to the show. Give us value back for the value that we give you.
Also, don't forget, there's lots of other ways to contribute to the show besides cash. We need editors, we need writers, we need people to help get content, all of that stuff.
Absolutely, and we appreciate all of it.
Okay, and also for those that come in under $50 and our Patreon donors, thank you very much. You know who you are. And this week here, we have some WordPress news. The big news this week, 4.8 dropped. Evans released. And they've got several articles here in the show notes for you to go check out about all the new changes and things that have been added to it, such as new image, video, audio widgets. What else? Oh, they fixed some of the link boundary issues that have been occurring with WordPress. I don't know about you, but I know that there's times I type in a link, add a link, and if I don't add another letter after it, it used to link it together, and I keep typing a big long sentence with one link. It was annoying when that would occur.
Yeah, I haven't experienced that one yet.
Okay, and so check out 4.8. So far, in my experience, it has been upgrading very smoothly with all the websites I've been doing. Have you started upgrading to 4.8 on any websites yet, Marcus?
Nope, not yet.
Okay.
I will not until I have an adequate amount of time to test it on a stage site.
Well, so far, so good for me. It's been doing very smooth and cleanly and giving no grief at all. So I've been really happy with this one.
Good. And it only took this long in the year to get one release out. How about that?
Well, there you go. 6 months versus every 4 months.
Right.
And also one other article in here, a article from WPMU Dev about how to add custom image sizes to your WordPress media library. This is the code and information you need if you need multiple image sizes and you need to register them in your site. That's what this one's for. So check out this article. It's really great, pretty detailed, and can help you out quite a bit if you're in need of multiple sizes of images on your theme.
Great. All right, and we've got actually a couple countrymen of yours, fellow countrymen from Canada, left us some reviews on iTunes. So let's go ahead and get into those. The first one is from Alan Rocks, and it's a 5-star review, and the title is Glad I Found You. And his review is as follows. I can't tell you the time I searched through the WordPress repository looking for plugins. I just found you guys a few days ago, and after listening to a handful of episodes, I'm hooked. Keep up the excellent work. A must listen for WordPress users. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Alan. Greatly appreciate it. And second one we got, another Canadian, 5-star review from Pegatrix. And the title of the review is Love This Podcast. This is one of 4 podcasts I listen to every week. I'm fairly new to WP. This podcast is pretty jargon-free, so I can understand it. It's given me lots of ideas for extending my site and has confirmed some of the plugins I like too. I agree with one of your reviewers who said it solved problems he didn't even know he had. I like the way you give back by featuring longer interviews with other developers and featuring pros who provide good service on your job board. By the way, the sound quality is excellent. Thanks, guys. That's
great.
Good to hear. I'm finally getting some feedback on the sound quality that we've been working on for years.
Yeah. It's like we finally got it worked out.
It seemed to finally have the sound worked out. The last dozen shows have been really good sound as far as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, that's our reviews, and greatly appreciate it. If you put a review up for us, and if you leave a link to your website, mention your website, we'll be happy to link it back into the show notes, feed it out to the world, let folks know you exist, all of that stuff. So feel free to just let us know. We really appreciate it, folks.
Yeah, if I was a designer out there and I wanted to get some, you know, some a little bit of exposure to my website and get a link out there that's WordPress related, this is a no-brainer, people. So use it. Use us to your advantage.
Absolutely. Get in here and just, you know, get some exposure. And we are growing in listener base. We hit record downloads for last month. So
great. And I want to say also hi to all the people that I've introduced the show to on various WordPress Facebook groups. That's something that this John and I have kind of worked out a little bit of a strategy in terms of how we're promoting it online and through social networks and things. So I really appreciate everybody who's given great comments. Some people, it's their first exposure to the show, and we really appreciate them coming on board. So the more the merrier. Please tell other people about it and share this as a valued WordPress resource.
Absolutely. So anything else this newsworthy? Feedback?
Not really.
No? Okay. Then it's time for us to dive into the meat and potatoes then, eh?
Yep. Let's roll.
Off we go. This week here, I've got three great plugins, the first of which I may have reviewed in a distant past, but since I had to use it again, I thought I would bring it back to the forefront. And this is for those of you who are tired of Contact Form 7 and want to move to Gravity Forms. And one of the biggest problems that occurs is when you go from Contact Form 7 to Gravity Forms, you have to redo all your forms manually. Not with this plugin here. Contact Form 7 Gravity Forms Importer, you set this up, and then what it does with a click of a button, it imports your Contact Form 7 forms and turns them into Gravity Forms. Now, there are a couple of caveats here. It's not 100% perfect based solely on the way Contact Form 7 designs its forms, as far as I can tell. But it does a really good job, and most of the time it gets about 90% or more of the Contact Form 7 correct into Gravity Forms, and you got to go correct a couple of issues here and there. Now, you also have to, when you're done, go in and set up the new notifications to the user and the administrator, and then the notification that says they sent the form. You have to redo those. And it doesn't take all that long, but it's a very quick move, especially if you've got complex forms. A really quick move to go from Contact Form 7 into Gravity Forms and start moving forward to Gravity Forms. At any rate, a really great plugin. Check it out. I give it a 4 Dragon rating.
Decent. You know what? It's funny because I reviewed one that went the other way. Gravity Forms to Contact Form 7.
Well, you know, people are always going backwards and forwards, depending on what they like and not like.
That's right. All right. I am going to talk about something that I rarely talk about, actually. I did a string of it a while back, maybe about a year ago, but I'm going to bring it back. BuddyPress is something that's often overlooked within WordPress, and that's because it kind of sucks. It's not really that great of an add-on, but it's the only thing that we've got for a social component that works well. So this plugin is called WordPress Lock for BuddyPress, and what it does is this allows a site owner to lock different components on the site for non-logged-in users, different things like custom post types, different WordPress pages, various BuddyPress components, those kinds of things. Now, a site owner can actually allow pages to be visible for non-logged-in users, or you can have it to where a locked message will be displayed on the page, and that forces them to actually register. Cool. So it's a very handy way that's not built into BuddyPress natively to kind of lock down specific pages so you have to be logged in to see it. And I rated this one a 4 out of 5.
It sounds like it'd be very useful if you're using BuddyPress.
Yeah, if you're using BuddyPress, this is a must.
All right, then next up, I have a plugin that can really save you developers grief from your clients. It's called Hide All Notices. Now, one of the things that is so irritating with WordPress at times is that you will get these notifications of updates due, or this is due, or please buy this plugin, or you didn't enter your license, blah, blah, blah. All these things when you're doing the sites. And those notifications can get quite annoying in the dashboard. And sometimes you'll get clients that'll email you, call you, whatever, asking, hey, I got these notifications. What do they mean? It's like, oh, they're okay. Don't worry about it. What this plugin does for you is it hides all those notifications from the WordPress dashboard so that you don't see them, your client doesn't see them, it doesn't remove them, it just uses CSS to hide them and keep them out of view. Now, it does get almost all of the notifications, especially if the plugin authors are using standard classes, but some plugin developers use non-standard classes, and the author of the plugin has made mention that they're working on adding those as they're discovered to the plugin. Anyway, great plugin, worked very well, it was very smooth, set it up, and I just loved it because it removed a piece of grief from my life. So check it out, Hide All Notices, gave it a 5 dragon rating.
Nice. I'd like to have an optional add-on to that. You can add your own custom notification in place of those that says, hey, everything's running great.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. There's a feature for the developer.
Wishful thinking. Okay, John, anybody who runs a WordPress site needs this next plugin. It's called Admin Global Search, and this is one of the best plugins that I've come across in a long, long time. It does exactly what it says. You can search the entire site in a master global search queue for anything, and it will tell you exactly where it is. And I don't care if it's post, page, custom post type, tag, category, anything. If you've got that word on your site, this plugin will uncover it for you. And previously, you'd have to search your entire SQL database in order to find specific words or phrases or things like that. It even gets down to people's bios within their, you know, user profile and such. So if there was something that you didn't know about or wanted to search and you really don't want to do, you know, having to go piece by piece to find specific things, or maybe you've got an old short code somewhere, something like that, you want to find out where they are within the whole structure of everything, this is your tool. It is called Admin Global Search, and I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That will be being added to our site.
Yeah.
I'm constantly searching for stuff, and it's such a pain in the neck.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah, no, not right now. We'll pause. No, we'll wait till the show's done, then we'll dive into that. All right. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to using that plugin.
Yep.
Finally, what I've got up here today is called Pop-Up Manager. And this was a plugin sent in to us by Janice Sprintis. And just for you developers out there, we have a feedback form. You've got a plugin you want promotion, send it in to us and submit us, and it'll get stuck in the queue for review. At any rate, Pop-Up Manager, it's a freemium plugin starting at about $35 per quarter or every 4 months. Now, this is another plugin with this new type of pricing model that I'm beginning to see on more and more premium plugins, and where they charge more often than once a year for the license. They charge you monthly, or they charge you quarterly, or whatever plan they're putting together. So it looks to be a new trend in licensing for WordPress plugins. So keep an eye out for that as you're going around there. At any rate, I tested out the free version of the plugin. It's a very nice pop-up plugin for WordPress. And the free version gives you 4 templates to choose from, 1 image type template, 1 text type template, 3 email templates. You can integrate it into MailChimp and a couple of other areas. You get more templates and other functionality by buying the premium version. They sell a lot of their templates on a piecemeal basis, or you can subscribe to it. It starts at about $19 and goes up from there. Setting this plugin up, it was pretty easy, pretty straightforward. It walks you through all the setup process, very little problems with it. I found it functional and I found it useful. I did find, though, that in the end, once I'd set up a pop-up, that the only way to insert it into the site is via shortcode. Now, sometimes when you've got a pop-up creation for your site, it's nice to use it via short code on a per page basis, but it's also nice to have one overall for the entire site. One spot, everything, and done with it. So this didn't seem to have that functionality. I did look for it, so maybe I missed it. But all in all, not a bad pop-up manager plugin. Pop-up manager, check it out. I gave it a 4 dragon rating.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. Last but not least, this is something that's only for the admin dashboard. This is called Flat Panel Admin Theme. And just as it says, it's a theme just for the admin panel. And this is really nice. It basically gives that same WordPress dashboard that we all know and love a boost, a big splash of color, and a more refined flat panel design. And you can easily change the colors and the look and feel to reflect whatever best suits you and your website. And special hint to you designers out there and developers that create sites for clients, make an admin theme that matches the colors of the company of your client. Why not? Brand it a little bit. And it's an amazing kind of way to think about things in terms of a plugin giving you a whole theme, but this is exactly what it does. And I rated it a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. That can be quite useful, especially if you're trying to impress your client with a little bit of over-the-top stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Give it a little flair.
Yep. All right. Well, that covers up this week. I covered Contact Form 7 to Gravity Forms Importer, and I gave it a 4. And then Hide All Notices, which I gave a 5 to. And then Pop-Up Manager, which I gave a 4 to.
And I talked about WordPress Lock for BuddyPress, which gets a 4 out of 5. Admin Global Search, my new go-to plugin, gets a 5 out of 5. And we just talked about Flat Panel Admin Theme, which gets a 5 out of 5.
All right. And a little bit of promotions for this week. What I'd like to do is remind everyone that we have a contest running. Go win yourself a Lifetime Pro license, value $100 or $99 and change. Great plugin for VC Splitter for Visual Composer to use it to create A-B split testing on your site. So anyway, go check it out. Check out the contest link on the site. And then once you've entered, share it out with your friends and earn additional entries into the contest.
Awesome. This week I'm promoting again the Liftoff Summit, which is put on by Bob Dunn, Bob WP, also known as. That's being held online June 19th through 23rd, 2017. Free online conference all about WordPress and e-commerce. So whether you're running an online store, monetizing your blog or your website, they'll teach you how to be successful with it through content and social marketing, blogging, and all the tech stuff. There's over 20 speakers, and it looks to be a great event. It's absolutely free, and we put a link to the Liftoff Summit in our show notes.
There you go. Go check it out. It's a great-looking site. Looks like a great-looking conference.
Yes.
And final reminders, don't forget, drop into the iTunes store, leave us a review. They really help the show out there and get us with better rankings and more exposure. And up on Stitcher Radio, hit the little thumbs up button in the corner if that's what you use to listen. And if you have a few minutes, stop in on their website and leave us a review there. We'd greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email direct to john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow this show on Twitter at WPPluginsA2Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.